We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
At the outset of her new novel, Sadie Jones describes two families. One is headed by a civil servant and veteran of the First World War, George Ward. Ward's service, although brief, is described as the unequaled crisis of his life. The other family is headed by a career soldier, Arthur Treherne. He's described as a man who had always been a soldier and would always, whatever he wore or wherever he went, be a soldier in every respect. The setting is England, the year 1946. Two of the children of these men, Clara Ward and Hal Treherne, are destined to wed. In 1956, Claire and Hal will find themselves in the British colony of Cyprus. Army Major Hal Treherne has been deployed in the Cyprus Emergency, Britain's effort to hold on to the colony as Greek Cypriots fought to free themselves of the empire by terrorizing the British. Titled Small Wars, the novel is ultimately the story of a soldier and a marriage. Hal suffers greatly upon learning of atrocities perpetrated by British soldiers. Clara, in turn, finds herself married to a man who is at war with himself. The story may be set in the 1950s, but you can see how it resonates today. I'm very pleased to have Sadie Jones as my guest in this portion of the program this afternoon. Sadie Jones, welcome. Sadie Jones, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. What inspired you to use the Cyprus Emergency as the setting for the novel?
Well, I hadn't meant to write this book at all. I was sort of casting around for a story. I thought it was going to be a modern story. I really wasn't sure, and I certainly didn't want another male protagonist in another 1950s story. But I was sort of idly researching where young men might have gone in the 1950s on their national service. And I was looking at Cyprus, and I Google Earthed in that strange sort of floating sensation as you go in close on a landscape. And my first thought was it looked so much like Afghanistan. And my obsessions at that time were really with the military and what soldiers are going through and their experience. And I had one of those moments where I just realized that was the story I wanted to tell, and that was where I needed to set it.
Mm. Do you come from a family that has had experience in the military?
No, I had not, until this point, I had not met any soldiers, and that was a huge leap in research, as well as a psychological, empathetic leap, to find what that experience is and be able to tell it truthfully.
So in terms, then, of the lives of soldiers and the lives of their families, what kind of research did you do?
Well, there was my political historical research, and then meeting soldiers who I found were surprisingly open and welcoming to a civilian ringing up and saying, I'm a writer and I'd quite like to come and see a court-martial, or I'd quite like to come and look at your barracks. They were very open to that and very keen to talk about their experiences. And I had contact with older men who had served in the 50s, also with serving soldiers who I would speak to, you know, between tours of Iraq and Afghanistan, and also with everything in between. It was a fascinating time.
Hmm. How then did the characters Claire and Hal begin to take shape in your imagination?
Well, I needed Hal. Originally, my idea of him had been, I suppose, somebody rather like me, a kind of liberal, thoughtful, reflective person who, you know, was going to take a stand against immorality. And then I realized that there's no drama whatsoever in that. I had been inspired originally by a real RAF officer who refused to serve in Iraq because he said it was an illegal war.
Mm.
But the moment I began talking to soldiers, there was a moment I was standing at a barracks, and a colonel looked at me and said, he wasn't a soldier, he was a doctor. If he'd been a soldier, he never would have done that. And that was the moment, really, when I conceived of hell, because he had to be the man who would never do that. He's a soldier through and through.
Mm. And Claire?
Clara is his human side, in a way, I suppose, his feminine side. I just thought, you know, what girl would hell fall in love with? She's an innocent, but she's also, as you mentioned in your introduction, she comes from a much more liberal and relaxed family, and she sort of allows him to play. And she loves him, I think, for many reasons, not least of which is because of his morality and her conviction that he will do the right thing. And he loves her for her absolute femininity.
In the process of writing, how attached do you become to your characters?
probably unhealthily attached to them. I relate to them to such a degree that switching from one to another, and as this was, as well as a story about war, a story about marriage, and I had to have a certain athleticism to go from one point of view to the other. And I often found I was so much with Hal that it was quite a lot of work to get into Clara's mind. I think I see it as something akin to method acting, that you have to absolutely be seeing the world through the character's eyes in order to tell it.
Do you have a background in acting?
No, I don't, but I have an interest in acting. I have no talent whatsoever for it.
I think that it would be marvelous to see these characters on the screen, by the way.
Well, a couple of people have said that to me, and I find it hard to imagine.
Mm.
Except that I suppose when I'm writing, I'm playing something like a film in my mind all the time.
So how did these two characters affect you as you were working with them?
Well, I found the story incomparably sad, really, because both of their strengths are their greatest weaknesses, and his refusal to listen to his conscience or to give his conscience credence is his tragedy. And I think that it's easy for when people have talked about this book, they'll often talk about the 50s stiff upper lip and how, you know, she has to support him and be silent. And I think any army wife at any time has to, you know, keep quiet and not make a scene and not make a fuss. And I think that's what they've always done. Mm-hmm. And I found that a very sad story to tell, really, because these people who are upright, good, decent people are in a situation of such dishonor and such brutality that there's very little chance that they'll be able to come out unscathed.
Yeah. Also, I think this story is about the necessity of being a citizen of the world and the pain of the loss of innocence.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And I wrote it from that position of the responsibility of here we all are, going through these repetitive, endless conflicts. And I found that that also very sad, and a number of people have said that to me.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Yes.
As a reader, what kind of stories are you drawn to?
All kinds, really. I suppose the ones that have made the biggest impression are the ones that I read, you know, when I was 18, 19, 20, those classics that you read, and a lot of them 20th century American classics. I love Steinbeck and Hemingway, and I love Richard Yates, Salinger. Also, the Russians. I love Dostoevsky, and I like all kinds of things in modern writing. I suppose a writer called Ali Smith, you might know, a British writer, Iris Murdoch, Virginia Woolf. It's a long list.
Lots of wonderful stories in the world.
Yes.
Are you at work on another novel?
I am. I'm writing it. It's something of a rebound novel, really. It's a bit like coming away from a horrible relationship and having a fling. I'm writing a sort of very silly, very feminine book about some Edwardians who wear lovely dresses.
Oh, how wonderful. I look forward to it. I look forward to it. And maybe we'll talk again then when it comes out.
I hope so.
Well, Sadie Jones, it's been a delight talking with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sadie Jones is the author most recently of the novel Small Wars. It is her second novel. Her first was The Outcast. The publisher of Small Wars, Harper.